The historic First Bank of the United States building on 3rd Street in Philadelphia is opening as a museum. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the 229-year-old building was the flagship of the first federal banking system.
The building, wrapped in marble with massive stone columns, is owned by the National Park Service, but has been closed to the public for decades. Park Ranger Michael Carbonaro said the public's curiosity about the building has never faded.
There was a random day in the last 10 years, I couldn't tell you the exact year, the building was open to the public for one day. And in that day, I think in the neighborhood of about 3,000 people came through.
On Wednesday, the building reopens as a museum. 2 years from now, it will have a permanent exhibition on how Alexander Hamilton founded a centralized federal banking system. But in the short term, the building temporarily has cultural objects that were gifted to U.S. embassies by host countries such as Kenya, the Czech Republic, and Indonesia. Joseph Njemi is a curator with the Department of State.
When a country gives you something that represents who they are as a culture, they're entrusting you with who they are. And to me, there's no greater moment in cultural diplomacy than when somebody says, can you take care of this for us? Because it's who they are at their core.
The First Bank building is also displaying artifacts from past Philadelphia celebrations of the Declaration of Independence in 1876, 1926, and 1976. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.